project manager. Intanto io ringrazio Timo perché ci ha dato diversi stimoli molto interessanti. Credo che abbia sollevato un punto su cui magari dopo torniamo e prego gli altri relatori di appuntarsi questa questione, cioè il tema dell'engagement delle community locali e delle community di sviluppatori. Qualche idea è già venuta fuori, cioè il tema del contest chiaramente è il primo che viene in mente, però sicuramente non è l'unica strada. Quindi questa è una questione, credo, estremamente aperta, che naturalmente si porta dietro tutto un tema di consapevolezza, in qualche modo di partecipazione assolutamente grande. Benjamin, up to you.
Okay, thank you very much for that introduction, and I begin with an apology. Despite the best laid formatting plans of my Mac, Windows has screwed up the presentation format, so please excuse me. Now, when I received the title of this session, I began thinking a lot about the four E's and about their relevance to the wider world of open data and to the work that we've been doing with the Citadel on the Move project. And we decided to take a slightly different tack in this presentation to talk a little about open data standards, how open data standards are helping develop strategies for the local level and how they're also hindering it at the same time. So let me present you a familiar story, and stop me when you've heard it 1,000 times before. Open data is the way we see the world. It's still a source of untapped value. It has huge potential to transform our lives. Now, this is a story that we've been told many, many times before, and it often helps to bring it alive with examples so we can see what certain people are doing. And these examples are helpful. So, for example, in the city of Chicago, they've used that open data to create a system which predicts where problems are going to occur on their infrastructure before they happen, allows them to get engineers there in time. It also helps with transparency. We've heard a lot about this earlier. In Helsinki, for example, they visualize all the city's spending in a simple dashboard that is presented to every citizen when they vote. Right, this is held up as a shining example. And it also helps with economies. Perhaps the easiest example to point to here is New York, where their open data-fueled apps competition generates 10 times the value of the prize money for the city every year and has helped to drive New York to the top of many tech rankings. And all this is excellent, but it overlooks a fundamental point, which is that these are large cities, and large cities often have large budgets to spend on open data. But for the rest of those cities and towns out there, they're often left in the dark, left feeling like without an open data specialist in their council, without a huge budget from central government or local government, there's no way that we can get involved in open data. And what we are trying to say with the Citadel project and here today is that there is. And it often doesn't take as much as one might think in terms of money or time. So, a little bit about Citadel and what it does. Citadel is about putting open data in the hands of citizens. Now, one thing that I personally often take issue with when we're talking about open data is the idea that citizens are desperate to get their hands on open data. I think that this is absolutely not the case. I can't name you a single citizen who's ever been desperate to get their hands on an Excel spreadsheet to have a look at their government. What citizens care about is what you can do with the data. They care about the cool app that you're going to build them that will allow them to see their city spending on their smartphone. They don't care about the data set. They care about what you can do with it. So apps are a universal language now. They're the way we see the world. Everyone in this room, I would bet, has a smartphone and has checked at least one of their apps during this session. So that's the way we see the world. And making sure that we take that data and put it into the form of applications people can use, that's the way you get a citizen interested, not by simply dumping a spreadsheet on a website somewhere. And Citadel has tried to do just this, and it's tried to do it by following three pretty simple principles. Number one, help the cities open their data in a useful format. And we don't just mean the large cities here with the big budgets. We mean every city by giving them simple, easy-to-follow instructions. Number two, increase the citizens' capacity and interest for open data. And that's by allowing anyone to create an app using the open data on our portal in a matter of seconds. It takes about 30 seconds to log on to the Citadel portal, to select a data set you want, and to create a simple mapping application from it. And also to promote international exchange. It's often good, we found, when cities are dealing with open data, to feel like you're not alone, like other people are doing it with you. So we have a community of more than 70 cities around the world right now who are using our application, but also talking with each other about open data, sharing the examples, sharing the lessons. And there's a little bit I just want to share with you very briefly about what we did in the project. We created a nice website, and that website allows anyone from the end user who just wants an application to the city who wants to learn more about how to open their data to go there and quickly find the information they need. We've also, as I touched on before, created this application generator. This isn't fancy. This isn't creating the kind of application that everyone is going to want. But what it does do is it puts data into an accessible form on my smartphone. And that may be all that's needed. And we also have our network, as I mentioned before. And Timo's talked a little bit about the workshop. Right, now, enough about the project. Let's say a little something about open data standards. In many ways, you can't live with them. Standards are messy. They're contradictory. They're confusing. There are thousands of them out there, and I know that as a city, I have no idea which ones I should follow. Sometimes they're mandated by my government. Sometimes they're not, and I just have to pick and choose. You've got international standards bodies, national standards bodies. And the other thing about standards is that they always come with baggage. They always come with a past. When someone has created a standard, they've created it for a purpose. That purpose may be to make the data run with a certain application. It may be to make that data work on a certain portal. But it always comes with a past. But on the other hand, you can't live without them. Without standards, data would be useless. You would never be able to use it for anything. You would never be able to do anything with it. So you can't live with them. You can't live without them. And it ends up being a little bit like the blind man and the elephant. It's a lot bigger than what you have your hands on. So everyone thinks that standards are one thing, but they're a lot bigger. And we're often asked by our cities, what should we do about standards? What should we care about with standards? And they tell us where they are. And here's a little bit about where they are. Often, they struggle to get people in their city excited about standards, about open data. Often, they have national mandates. You have to release it in a certain place. You have to release it in a certain way. And often they lack understanding. So what do we advise them to do? Well, a few things. Number one, make your data available simply. It shouldn't be difficult for people to find your data, and it shouldn't be difficult for them to get hold of it once they found it. Number two, make it accessible freely. The minimum conditions you can impose on the use of your data, the more people you have interested in it. So if you can go with a completely open license, so much the better. If not, the minimum conditions you can impose. Number three, available conveniently. Make sure you're using...
La pratica. Fate le cose che le persone vogliono. E seguite quello che le persone vi dicono. Renderli attraenti per gli sviluppatori. I dati sono come un cervello, sono buoni solo per quello per cui li usate. L'abbiamo sentito nel caso di Ghent, altre persone useranno i vostri dati, quindi se li rendete buoni per loro, aumenterete il valore per la città. E poi, da ultimo, la leadership è la più grande battaglia, ma è anche il miglior premio. Come faccio a aiutare la gente a fare questo? Mi scuso perché questa slide sembra un po' dedicata alla vendita. Cosa vogliamo che le città facciano? Come le aiutiamo? Le aiutiamo a reperire dati velocemente, a renderli accessibili e facciamo anche in modo che siano identificabili, che le persone possano sapere cosa selezionare. Aiutiamo gli sviluppatori a renderli utili. Vorremmo invitare tutti, ogni città, ad unirsi alla nostra comunità, perché non abbiamo bisogno che voi diate tanto, abbiamo bisogno solo che ci parliate, che siate aperti a compiere questo viaggio negli open data. Ci sono due cose che voglio togliere solo da questa presentazione, che gli standard sono confondenti e che le persone spesso si trovano in condizione di dover attendere prima di capirli e di accettarli. Io vi dico solo fate le cose, se fate le cose spesso e farle subito è meglio che farle nel momento.